I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hit us up on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Raymond Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370, where somebody says, that was just a bunch of radio fodder. Move on. Well, this is a radio show.
Yes, it is.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Yes.
Also got hit with a Crowley. You're on acid this morning.
Oh, are you?
Shrooms.
Oh, okay.
If it comes from the earth, it's good enough for me. How about our guy Ross Tucker, who's coming on with us today at 8:30? He's a really good NFL analyst. He ranked, oh man, all 32 coaches in the NFL. And as you do something like that, you get absolutely bombarded. Fans of every single team going at Russ Tucker saying, my coach is too high. My coach is too low. Why'd you put this guy there? Why'd you put that guy there? Here's his top 10. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
We'll do it in reverse order.
Okay.
Sports talk radio, baby. Lists. We do lists. Doug Peterson, number 10. Pete Carroll, 9. Brian Daboll, 8. Sean McVay, 7. Kyle Shanahan, 6. Nick Sirianni, 5. Sean Payton, 4. Mike Tomlin, 3. Bill Belichick, 2. Andy Reid, 1. What sticks out to you?
Probably Sirianni at 5. I think Sirianni is a good coach, but I mean, he lost. So, I mean, was Taylor in there?
Didn't see him.
Zach Taylor? I mean, I would put Zach Taylor over Sirianni. I mean, they both basically did the same thing. Actually, Zach Taylor, you know, probably did a little bit more.
He's got Taylor 12th behind Harbaugh at 11.
Behind John Harbaugh at 11? Wow.
Do you want my list?
Yes.
I got my top 10. I'll do it the other way. List. Andy Reid's 1 right now. And this is power rankings. So, right now, this is my list of the best 10 coaches.
Okay.
Resume factored in. Recent success factored in. Andy Reid won. Bill Belichick, it's tough to fight against 6 Super Bowls. He was an unbelievable defensive coordinator as well. I have Sean McVay, 3. You made a face. Kyle Shanahan, 4. Get that guy quarterback. I do have Nick Sirianni, 5. Because of what he was able to do in Philadelphia in short order. I got Tomlin, 6. Doug Peterson, 7. Zach Taylor, 8. Sean Payton, 9. John Harbaugh, 10.
I can't see. I know we're talking about right now, you know, 7 a.m. and on a Friday. I just can't see anybody putting anybody in front of somebody that hasn't won a Super Bowl. I mean, we're talking about the whole body of work here. I get it right now, but if you've proven to me that you can win a Super Bowl, then that gives me enough confidence that you could possibly get back because you know how to do it. So my list is, and the first two are the same, Andy Reid, 1, Bill Belichick, 2, Tomlin, 3, Pete Carroll, 4, Harbaugh, 5, McVay, 6, Sean Payton, 7, Shanahan, 8, Peterson, 9, and Sirianni, 10.
So you're about them rings.
Yes. Yes, because you know how to do it. Like, so if you're going to, I'd rather go against somebody that hasn't done it than to somebody that has already been there because they know the foundation of how to get there. So if I had to, if I got into the playoffs for the first time in so many years and I had to go against Pete Carroll, I'd be a little worried to going against Pete Carroll than I would Kyle Shanahan because Pete Carroll has won and has won before and has won again. And that would worry me. I'd be like, okay, this guy has been around football for so long. And he continues to be in the conversation, that's probably going to be a tougher task because he probably knows a little bit more than I do.
Where do you put Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370 among the top 10 coaches in the NFL. Does he not belong in the top 10? Now, I could see people hitting me over the head with, Crowley, you just said the Steelers culture is good, not great, but you've got Mike Tomlin as the sixth best head coach in football. Yeah, there's a lot of bad coaches. There's a ton of bad coaches. They get recycled every year. Guys get, you know, five, six guys get fired every single year. And even some of the guys that have stability, they don't do it enough for me. I have a tough time on these lists. Just transparency being the number one virtue of the Fan Morning Show here, because resume has to matter. Mm-hmm. But where my confidence in you right now, I think, supersedes that. And that's where our lists vary. Like, you have confidence because guys have done it.
Yes.
I have to factor in that guys have done it. But I also have to think about my confidence in somebody right now. I think Kyle Shanahan, if given a quarterback, and he's part of that process, and you have to factor that in. But Kyle Shanahan, if given a quarterback, I think he's going to win a Super Bowl. Like, I think that guy is a genius. And it didn't matter last year that it was Trey Lance. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is largely butt. He had Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, and there they are in the championship game. Like, you talk about Mike Tomlin, the general you. Mike Tomlin, what he did with Duck Hodges, he got them a winning season. He had them at 8-5 at one point. I do think that's something to celebrate. But Kyle Shanahan got them on the precipice of a Super Bowl with all kind of quarterback turmoil. That's why I have him ahead of Mike Tomlin right now.
The older guys, except for the number one guy, Andy Reid, the guys that I have, two through four, are defensive coaches, and they're older guys. Everybody else is offensive coaches.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you know, you make a good argument, because I think that, you know, and I've said this for about a year and a half, that the trend now in the NFL, you know, a couple years ago it was the McVays, it was the LaFleurs, it was the young up-and-coming offensive coordinators, and that has become the actual staple of how to get to a Super Bowl, is to have your head coach have an offensive mind to also be the CEO to your quarterback, mm-hmm. have that marry up, because now you have a relationship not just with quarterback to offense coordinator, but quarterback to head coach that's really the offense coordinator. That seems to have been the trend lately in the NFL. And, you know, the older coaches that have done it before, it was a defensive game whenever they did win for the first times. Belichick, you know, back in the, when he won the first time, it was more of a defensive game in the NFL back in the early 2000s. Tomlin, Carroll, all those guys that have won the first time around, it was a defensive game, and they figured out a way to kind of beat the trend to win again, but now they're trying to figure out how to win again.
You're right about that. I mean, I think about, if I would have done this list last year, Sean McDermott would have been in my top 10. You want to talk about culture? He went into Buffalo, where they hadn't made the playoffs in a long time, and he got them there with Tyrod Taylor, and then took them to the next level with a quarterback who grew and developed. A lot of people will put that on Dable as well, who was there, and then he took the Giants to the playoffs last year. He's on Ross Tucker's top 10 list, but we've now seen their failures in the playoffs. We've seen the Steelers' failures in the playoffs. We've seen John Harbaugh win a playoff game more recently and a Super Bowl more recently, but they've missed the playoffs a decent amount of late. They've had some bad seasons, and they've had their failures in the playoffs. Like, all these defensive-minded guys, Pete Carroll hasn't won one in a long time.
10 years.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Mike Tomlin and Carroll. There's a lot of Mike Tomlin and Harbaugh.
Yep.
And that's not to knock any of these guys. I think they're all good coaches, but I think you're right. If the Steelers fired Mike Tomlin at the end of this year, I'd want an offensive coach. You have a first-round quarterback. I would want somebody that can develop him. And if I didn't hire an offensive coach, if they went with the Steelers' way and brought in another defensive guy, I would sure as bleep make sure that I hire the youngest, brightest possible offensive mind in the NFL to bring him in. I think you can win with defense. I think you make the playoffs with defense. I think if you're going to win a championship, you need to be on the front edge, cutting edge of offensive football.
Yep.
And that's not the way it used to be, to your point. Defense wins championships. Well,
no, it doesn't.
You got to be good.
Defense keeps you in the game.
Right. Like, you look at the final four teams this year, they were all good defensive teams. No doubt about that. Four of the better defensive teams in the NFL.
But
Patrick Mahomes. But Shanahan's mind. but
Sirianni.
Joe Burrow and Sirianni.
There you go.
Where does Mike Tomlin belong among the NFL's coaches? 412-928-9370 on the phone number. Also on the text line, Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We'll get your thoughts on that coming up next right here on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.